What does EC3 mean? Where are EC1 and 2?
Is a hippopotamus, or a really cool apotamus?
Welcome everyone to episode 341 of the Alleged Wrestling Podcast. I'm back, bitches. Yay. For how long? Who knows? Maybe just for this week. Maybe this is the last one. We don't know. How are we?
Huge of true.
Not too bad.
Still alive, but barely breathing.
Are you God that you don't believe in?
Yeah, all of them.
How's life? Tell me tales as I go grab a drink.
Now what type of drink I wonder is it?
And then fucks off as soon as it starts. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. What is this? Episode 200? Am I right?
We drank a lot on that one.
We don't drink through the pot anymore. That was a COVID era thing, really.
Oh man, and how? That's because my liver was fucking pickled by the end of it.
So, did you hear the news today that Harvey Weinstein has got his conviction overturned?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now he's still in jail because he got convicted of a different a rape and such. But the main one that happened over the Me Too thing got squashed today because of a judge was being a bad judge, and they're going to probably go to a retrial, which is super fun, I'm sure, for all the victims.
Oh God, the fucking judicial system in the States is insane.
Yeah. So this was in, I think, New York, Sean, but the one he's in jail for was in California. So he is still not a free man, nor will he ever be. But apparently the reason it was kind of struck out was that the judge in New York allowed testimony from alleged victims that weren't part of that case. So prejudice the jury against them.
Ay, 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 ay.
Seems like a very obvious no-no and not to do that.
Yeah.
But again, people are stupid, so what do we know?
Indeed.
Apparently more than them. Oh. Because we wouldn't have done that shit.
Mm-hmm.
How is life? How's the world going on for everyone? What's the story? Tell me tales.
There was a three-quarter Super Secret Production pint hangout at the weekend. Allegedly. Poor Bo, now that he's moved across country, he wasn't there.
I can't join these things anymore. I'm up next week. I have another one next week, just for the sake of it.
Nice.
No, I'm washing my hair, sorry.
No, seriously, no, pints, like, pints, yeah.
Indeed. Pints. Pints are class.
Well, I'll be unable to pint for 2 weeks after that. So pints.
Good stuff. We're going straight into it then.
Yeah. How's the walk going, Steve?
The walk. Oh man, I'm tired. As you may be able to hear. Day 100 is Sunday, and by the looks of things, I will also hit 1.5 million steps on the same day.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So, I'm fucked. I'm absolutely fucked. But weight is just flying off now. It's pissing away. It's great.
That's good. That's what you want, like.
So just keep going, see what happens. Wish it was falling on a day I didn't have to work the next day, so I could go on the piss. But hey, what are you going to do? Maybe we'll celebrate day 100 on day 99. Celebrate at midnight before the walk that day is done. We'll just assume we hit the day 100.
And then don't end up getting the walk done because you're too hungover to go for a walk.
That's the danger. That is the danger. Yeah. God. Fun times. Fun fucking times. Let's see.
Cool. We're going to be getting WrestleMania in London soon, apparently.
Yeah. Sadiq Khan. It's just constant cans in wrestling this week.
All the cans. Cans are bad.
Sadiq Khan, the third best can in wrestling.
Fourth best.
Fourth after this week, yeah.
Oh, God. London Mayor Sadiq Khan is going to bring WrestleMania, NBA, the Olympics, and the Super Bowl to London. As I yawn into the microphone as my jaw cracks. Good time. What is wrong with me?
You're very, very old.
Oh, my God.
Out of practice, like.
Oh, my God. Say goodnight, everyone.
Hi, Mo.
Yeah, so I saw your things earlier. Like, the rest of it is plausible, but the Super Bowl, not going to happen.
The Super Bowl is never going to leave the States.
No.
Or will it?
No.
No. Even or I just don't see how that happens.
No.
I do think WrestleMania is going to be at Wembley, though, in like 2 years' time. It's too much smoke without fire now.
Probably April.
We don't know yet where it's happening next year. The two front runners are Vegas, because Undertaker said it on a podcast, and Minneapolis, Minnesota has been mooted for a couple of years because of the new stadium there. So they're the two obvious ones. It's no surprise that after Sadiq Khan put out that tweet, that Triple H saw dollar signs in his eyes and quote tweeted and said, "Let's talk." Triple H wants that payday. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's an idea. Tam puts in night one London, night two USA. That might be one way to get around it.
Yeah. Act, you know what, right? Was it WrestleMania 3 within three different cities?
Two. Tam just said there's those two, yeah.
Two. So, yeah, why not?
This has happened before.
Yeah. And plus, that way you're leaving a good gap between them, because the London one will be on earlier on the Saturday.
Yeah.
So you have a nice gap between the two.
Imagine if The Rock had to go and fly from London over to fucking Minneapolis to hit the second.
With that gap, they could have the same people involved.
They could do it. Yeah.
Huge if true.
But yeah, that seems to be happening. That seems to be what's going on. Before we get to the other can, let's quickly cover AEW Dynasty. It's a week later or whatever, so everyone's heard this review by now from other places, but overall thoughts?
Can you believe that Dave Meltzer gave Brian Danielson and Will Ospreay 9 stars? Huge.
I wonder what he's actually
have they announced
them.
It? Have they announced it? Yeah,
it's usually Friday morning when the Observer newsletter goes out.
Yeah.
That should be funny. You could have all the beans. Was it him or Alvarez that said it was the greatest match to take place on US soil ever?
Yep. I think it was him.
Yeah. I reckon 7 stars. I reckon they'll tie the top.
Yeah, probably.
7.01 stars.
Oh, he has to get Ospreay the top spot. It's been eating him alive.
God Omega.
That was the big thing. Ospreay and Brian was the big story to come out of it. Swerve won the title. Yeah.
Overshadowed.
Yeah.
They booked that card wrong. I'm going to say they shouldn't have had the Ospreay match followed by the tag ladder match followed by the main. They needed to break those three up because Swerve suffered as a result.
Hmm. Probably should have opened with Ospreay Bryan and then put some filler after that and then went from there.
Yeah. Exactly. You take the audience on a journey with you. You know, they were spent by the time the entrances for the main happened.
Mm.
It was very much booked kind of as a, like New Japan would book their shows where they, you know, the biggest title match is on last and then the next title match is on next. And the
Which makes sense, obviously, to a large degree. Yeah. But you know, when you're crowning a new world champion, you want that to be the takeaway from the show, not something else.
Yeah, and the only thing I saw people complaining about was Jericho and Hook as a bad match. Every other match, apart from the six-man tag, there were the two matches people were like, why is this here? Everything else seems to have gone down. No, the House of Black thing.
Oh, that one. Okay, sorry. I thought you meant the six-man title one.
Oh, yeah. That's the only kind of discourse I saw that was like, why is this match here? Kind of thing. Other than that, it seems to have gone down really well.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Good old show. How much of it did you watch, Steve?
What a great story.
That's a great story, Mark.
What a great story, Mark. Not a single solitary second have I watched, and I will keep it that way. Thank you.
Mad days.
Let me see. Speaking of cans and overshadowing Swerve's title win, this Tony Khan bump from Dynamite from this week.
The bump heard all around the world.
Oh, discuss.
I mean, technically, he took two pigeons. Bumps. He took a microphone
two
to
bumps.
The chest.
Yeah, yeah.
And then whatever they call it, Meltzer. I thought they would call it the Meltzer driver anymore. It's the EVP driver. So I don't know what they call it.
No, it's Meltzer driver.
Is it still Meltzer driver?
I'm pretty sure they changed it to They changed it to the TK driver, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, so they gave TK the TK driver.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard that he feared for his life.
So see, the story was
that we
have to fire him.
Yeah,
yeah. So Jungle Boy comes out at the end of the show and invites Tony Khan out to the ring, and you know they make up and they shake hands. And as soon as he's holding Khan's hand, you knew what was coming. You could see it a mile off, and he hits him with a shot in the gut with the microphone. And Tony's not a wrestler. This happens to every time a non-wrestler takes a shot. They can't take bumps. It always looks bad. So it's always terrible. And then
that ragdoll physics.
Yes, yeah, exactly. The Bucks and Okada come out then, and they seem to be like, what have you done? And the way they pick him up, it looks like they're going to hit him with the trigger, the EVP trigger. Mm-hmm. But then worse, they go up for the Meltzer / TK driver and lay him out. And after they leave, then all of the wrestlers come out to help Tony Khan, including Shad Khan.
Despite the fact it took about 20 years to hit the move, afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. They were like really making sure he didn't end up on getting spiked on his head. So, what are your thoughts?
Sure was.
I mean, it got mainstream attention.
Yeah.
Because he's wearing a neck brace as part of the NFL draft today, he's selling the injury.
Yeah. There was a Photoshop of that, but I wonder, has there been an actual picture of this yet? Because apparently Jordan or Tam sent it in earlier. It's a good bit back up the threads there, but he is being filmed for NFL films this weekend, focusing on the draft and him booking the wrestling shows.
Oh, jeez.
So... yeah, so whatever it is, I'm assuming he's going to be selling this injury for that movie or that documentary or whatever.
Kayfabe, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you have to, I guess, yeah.
Well, there it is, yeah.
NFL Films will be following Tony Khan from blah, blah, blah. They're doing a story about him both preparing for the NFL draft and preparing wrestling shows. On the 27th of 4th in particular, the idea is he's going to be in the Jaguars office trying to sign undrafted free agents who may have a shot of making it while at the same time preparing Collision with the idea he'll be rushing from the office to Daly's place and then to run the show. So there you go.
I mean, there's a reason they're booked Daly's place for two shows this week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Smart, to be fair. Give credit.
Yeah, but they have to get in all the crowd fillers. Seat fillers.
Seat fillers. It was an effective angle, I thought. Doing a big cliffhanger.
Exactly, yeah. And it gives Jungle Boy a big return to the company that works. The time, like we mentioned, obviously, mentioned Swerve's title win being overshadowed, kind of was as well on Dynamite.
Yeah.
Didn't open the show, didn't close the show, didn't cut a promo on the show. He had a match, but it was kind of a match out of nowhere that had no proper consequence because he was never getting beat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no match where, like, congratulations, celebration, when they had two celebrations separate from that for
Willow
and for Jericho.
Willow and Jericho, yeah. Mm. The learning tree.
Mm.
Your man, Kyle Fletcher, kicked out of the Swerve stump.
He did.
Why?
He just
won
bastard.
The title. Oh, silly. Oh, that's the photoshopped image that was doing around earlier. Someone replied to that on Twitter with the image of him not in the neck brace.
Ooh.
I have seen Jimmy Carragher burying Tony Khan on Twitter, yeah.
But the one thing it's getting attention, but again, I will go with where's the end game and what's the priorities of the show? Because you've just crowned your first.
Sorry, go on.
No, but I was going to say, like, you look at what they've done. They've just crowned a new champ and they don't really have a celebration for him yet. You are essentially setting up McMahon Austin 2.0 with two people with zero fucking mic skills and where McMahon is somehow the face.
Yeah.
Tony's going to be absent for a few weeks now and the Bucks are going to take over the show. I'm assuming that's the way they're going to go with this. I would have had Kenny return and then defend Tony that way, but they've already announced Kenny's returning next week, which is a bit weird.
Seven lads watching it. So why would you announce that? There was absolutely no reason to announce it, especially with the way the show ended.
If ticket sales aren't doing well.
It's Winnipeg, so I'm guessing that's why, but I do agree that
they don't
maybe
care about ticket sales. Shows. They're not there to make that's money. True. They're there to make friends.
They're to make friends. So I, as you may be shocked to learn, I fell asleep and I woke up, I think just before 2 a.m. last night. I was like, I'll throw on Dynamite. I'm guessing you watched on the fight feed and didn't have the audio issues, but let me tell you, holy shit, it was awful on TBS last night. I'm sure if you look up AW audio or AW sound on Twitter there, you'll see shitloads of people talking about it. I think Tony Khan had to tweet about it. It was the first hour of the show or hour and a bit of the show. Awful, absolutely terrible audio. And apparently just the TBS feed. I don't know how that even works. So I didn't last long after that. I was like, oh, fuck this. It's 2 a.m. and I can't hear it.
We all know your perversion to bad sound.
How I love it. It was the Willow segment. The only thing that could make that even worse was
bad audio.
It was inside of a tin can. Oh, Jesus Christ. That was a rough segment. So my review of that segment would have been bad anyway, but Jesus Christ, I would have just given that segment a swerve. Good Lord. At least Mercedes was a little bit better on the mic. I don't know what the poem stuff was all about. It was rough.
I was saying, I thought that was actually a fairly strong segment until the very end.
Oh, I did not like. But Willow once again,
was good. I thought Willow was very good in the segment.
Yeah, that was just.
But they're expecting people to not remember how Mercedes got injured because she slipped off the top rope and fell to the floor.
It was all Willow's fault.
Like, Willow did absolutely nothing. Willow didn't push her off to the floor. Mercedes literally slips to the floor. And heavens. Then they're going with this, do you think I injured you? No, she injured her fucking self.
Yeah, I guess anything to get the heat into the match, I suppose. Overall, what did you make of the handling of Swerve since winning the belt then? Not super, but we'll
not
see.
Not the best. I mean, he hasn't been buried him. I mean, he obviously got a win, a pretty strong win, but still in a good match. But yeah, just
that's buried him. This should have been a big moment.
Yeah, they should have had a proper, people are complaining about Cody having three promo weeks celebrating his win in WWE, but you have to have at least one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially when it's a momentous one.
Yeah.
First world title.
Yeah. Indeed. First black champion, there's a lot of stuff you could do a promo on.
Chuck Taylor got to say shit on TV finally after 5 years.
He's been wanting that for That's so good. Long. I was so happy for him.
It's his number one dream. And then Jericho and his learning tree.
Yeah.
Big That's Bill is out. Big Bill wants to sit under the learning tree. They might do something with him. I guess.
Yeah.
It's the new Inner Circle / Jericho Appreciation Society, I guess. It's third time's
charm. Jericho hasn't been in a faction for 6 months. What do we do? Let's put him in a faction.
I love Chris Jericho, but it's time to go away now. Yeah. You've always been good at this, knowing when to leave. You got to go.
The time is
now. I think that.
But he needs to get another Fozzy song over.
No.
New theme song.
No.
New Fozzy song.
No. do not want.
I'm sure we'll come back to this other AEW stuff as we go, but we'll just get through some of the topics here. There was a week of new world champions. Trick Williams wins the NXT title from Ilya Dragunov.
Very
NXT fun
match.
Spin Breakakin. Yeah, what did you think?
Yeah, very fun match. Simple sprint. Couple of nice spots on the outside. I was saying there earlier in the Super Secret production chat that it very much felt like Dragunov had seen Meltzer's comments about how Trick is bell to bell and said, fuck this, or however you say fuck this in Russian, and went out there and done everything he could to make Trick look a million bucks. sold all of his shit like it was debt. Trick stole some of his stuff, so he went for the H-bomb, the forearm, hit him with the torpedo Moscow. There's, yeah, just really good shit, and they done the both of them rushing across the ring at each other, except, you know, they totally stole it from Danielson and Ospreay, because it's never been done before, and they totally didn't do it in their first match only a couple of weeks ago. But except this time Trick was the one who managed to hit. Just really fun match. I think it was about 13 odd minutes bell to bell when you factor in the break, but just really good match. Dragunov looks strong in the feet, and Trick looks absolutely fantastic coming out of it as well. So job done, and fair fucks to both of them.
Yeah, and it was the whole stipulation that Trick leaves NXT if he lost. So it could have went either way, because he could have seen Trick coming up either. So it was one of those ones that you didn't know.
Yeah, you were never quite sure what way they'd go. So it kind of had you on the edge of your seat as to what way will they do it. But Jeff, just really, really good shit from both of them.
So yeah, Ilya and in Imperium next week.
What form of Imperium, though?
Mm.
I didn't watch Raw, but did I hear that there was a bit of an implosion?
Yeah, there was.
An Imperialogian.
So they had a tag match against the New Day, and they lost. So there was a bit of beating the other one, the weak one up afterwards. Pretty vicious beatdown of the third one.
Vinci, was it?
Vinci got beaten up. Walter walked off in disgust at the fact that they lost. Who? I said Walter. He walked off in disgust that they lost and kind of just gave an old look to the German lad.
Ludwig Kaiser.
I always go blank on names in the middle of a story. See, it's Ludwig Kaiser, who then kind of consoled his buddy Vinci, and as they're about to walk up the ramp, attacks the fuck out of him and goes and kicks his head into the stairs and all that stuff. So all that fun things.
So
Vinci, and then he comes back through the curtain, and Walter's there, proud of him, and congrats him, kind of. So Vinci's gone.
I don't like hearing Vinci's chances.
No, from he here needed out. To be in that group to stay on the roster.
He needed that group.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what? That's as good as time as any to move on to one of these stories then. WWE releases. We'll skip forward a little bit. Cameron Grimes, Von Wagner, Jinder Mahal, Zion Quinn, and of course, Veer and Sanya. Sanya?
Sagna.
Sanga. One of the lads. The big lad. Is Shanky Sanga still there? I don't think so.
I think Shanky's gone.
He lost a whip a while ago.
Ah, brutal.
Dijak sunglasses. Yes.
Shout out to Come Tuesday. I don't like Vinci's chances in the upcoming weeks.
No,
I don't know. He's a fantastic wrestler.
He's very good.
He is.
But after back to NXT,
just going to say, give him another run down there, because he's like 20 times the wrestler that Trick Williams is, but like 1% of the charisma. So if he can work on that side of things, he'll definitely have a spot in the future.
Indeed.
And they do need to fill out, you know, the superstars roster and all that sort of shit as well, to throw on random matches before the show. So he's good for that.
Maybe he can be on WWE Speed.
Speed.
You know?
Huge if true.
Sad to see Cameron Grimes
slow down.
Cameron Grimes.
Yeah. I was like, Cameron Grimes never got a chance on the main roster.
He was poopy.
They pushed him for like 2 weeks. Sent him back. That was it.
They should have sent him back to NXT, but they were like, it's time to go. He'll be fine. I guarantee he's going to go to AEW. He probably should go to TNA and work the high end of the card. Just go back to TNA and Trevor Lee, but we'll see.
What's Trevor Lee?
It's Cameron Grimes. Cameron Grimes. What was I going to say? Basically, that's what happened, yeah. Von Wagner. Is this the end of the road in wrestling for Von Wagner? Sure, where does he go next?
I mean, he's got the legacy and all, but he just never clicked. He was a big guy. He could actually speak okay when he tried and had the right type of promo, but it just never clicked with the crowd.
Yeah. What am I looking for here? The other thing then was Becky Lynch won the Battle Royal for the vacant world title.
Boo.
Wasn't expecting Stan this.
Twitter.
Taking a bit of a break.
Yeah, Stan Twitter did not like it.
Oh?
No. You know how they like, I think Jordan brought it up before as well, they like all the wrestlers getting turns of the world title.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So they wanted Liv Morgan, but...
Now, I'm assuming they've put the belt on Becky to get the title win for Liv to mean more.
Yeah.
But also, when I saw that on Tuesday morning, I was like, really? They did that? So hopefully they use it in the right way to build momentum for Liv.
Yeah, as I said, title win will be more for her. Like, sorry, but win the title in a battle royal, especially as a heel, it won't hit the same as her doing something dastardly and heelish to win the title off Becky in a one-on-one. So I think this makes a lot of sense.
Yep. It's like when the beat, if Punk got injured, whatever, they always went to Moxley, safe pair of hands. They know they can be at high level ends of the cards and stuff, and not have anything to worry about. So it didn't surprise me in that sense. And then of course Liv will get her revenge. She's on the revenge tour. That's the whole thing. So she'll
thought we're going on the European tour.
Yeah, revenge this time. Then the European. Speaking of, 328 pounds for
insane
Clash at the Castle. The minimum price, £328.
That can't be just for the nosebleeds, right?
Oh, yeah, that's the nose.
That's
it's not
the
like it's not as big, like the Hydra isn't as big as like the O2 or like that. It's kind of laid out more like the Tree Arena is in Dublin. Like, it's kind of laid out that way. So there's not as much seats to fill. So obviously, for that reason, they've gone up. It's insane price. Well, we paid £80, I think, each for our tickets for both.
It's more of a theater setup, isn't it, than anything else compared to, it's not like not necessarily like a basketball venue in the US, where they're all the same, but
that's the combo ticket that does include SmackDown, but still, it's still the same place. Yeah.
It's a 15,000 seater stadium, isn't it? So I guess, or is it 10? I don't know. Anyway, whatever it is, it's a smaller venue than they've been running. I wonder how much can we charge and still pack this place out and still make stadium money? I think that's what they're doing. Yeah.
Capacity all seated 12,306 apparently for the Hydro. And obviously you need to rearrange stuff for a ring and whatnot.
Yeah.
So probably a bit less than that.
Bit less. Yeah. Oof. Yeah. I'm thinking they were all they have to do is reduce. If it doesn't work, they'll just fucking reduce the prices and they'll still sell
prices. Yeah.
Yeah. When they're hot, you're hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's
when you're not, you're not. Hey, Tony.
Speaking of, as much as I love the Tony Khan angle, WrestleNomics haven't tweeted it yet, so massive grain of salt here. But Dave Meltzer has said that AEW did 683,000 last night.
Did NXT beat them this week then?
NXT did 620, I think, was it?
Whoa, close enough. So Dave didn't just report the numbers as is. No, he leaned into the meme. He went in
what
and defended the number.
Point?
Yeah, so he says
NXT AEW 661.
Oh, no. That's close.
No, sorry. 661.2 in the demo.
AEW 683.23 is what Dave is saying, but WrestleNomics haven't tweeted it yet. So West Coast Live hurt 8%, and obviously the sports competition is going to hurt everything. Cue ignorant quote excuses, folks, even though this is this was well known in advance. Dave, just report the numbers. You're feeding them at that point. But I'll wait for it. What's this? Oh no, he's tweeted again, not saying it's good, equivalent to 750k against major sports competition. Dave, buddy, just stop. Just report the numbers. This is why people tweet you all day.
Big up.
I'll wait for WrestleNomics, but I'm sure, would he tweet out numbers that are totally wrong? Who knows?
I was saying to the lads watching it, they're struggling to sell tickets for the Double or Nothing show that's in Vegas. So they moved that this year to the MGM Garden Arena. They almost sold out the T-Mobile when I was there 2 years ago. They're struggling to sell tickets for a venue nearly half the size.
Yeah. It was like 2,300 or something there last night.
Yeah, and that venue can hold, I think, is a 6,000 fully filled.
Fully, sorry, before, yeah, it's just under six, but they had it set up for three and still couldn't fill it, as far as I know.
Oh,
so this is why, like, I think they had to try something like this. They had to try, like, look, AW diehards hate this, but I'm not saying there's no stories. People say, oh, there's no stories. That's just never, it's never been true. It's that, is there something to get your teeth sucked into, like this one? Like, is there going to be, what's going to happen to Tony Khan? He just fucking hit the pile driver on the boss. What's going to happen there? Like, it's, you know, it's a bit cheesy or whatever, but might work.
I was saying to Pad watching the start of Dynamite, the whole Trent turning on Orange Cassidy, that's been the thing I've been most intrigued by in the last 3 months, seeing where they're going with that. Bit disappointed Chuck didn't join him, but still, though, that was out of left field. I wasn't expecting it. And obviously, no one was going to say they were expecting what happened at the end of the show last night. But to be honest with you, it doesn't interest me, really. I'm not going to tune in just because of that.
Interesting. I think people will, though. I think overall, I think it will be a net positive. Because at least it's something they haven't done yet. So I think it's worth it to try it out. Whether it's good or bad, like, it reminds me of the devil thing. It's like, at the start, oh, this is kind of interesting. A whodunit. Yeah. And then by the end, it was real bad. like, it was worth trying, I guess. I think that, like, because obviously, here's some class matches is not working. I think we're at that point now where, you know, that's what they do. In terms of filling venues week to week and general interest, dream matches are not working.
The fact they actually had fucking ring announcer call out, this is a dream match. Before Danielson Ospreay, literally before he does the intros, this next match is scheduled for one fall and is a dream match. Like, what's a dream match? Is that not what the Firefly Funhouse match essentially was?
Oh man, like, I haven't watched it, but I'm saving it for, I think I have to go home next weekend, so I need something for the bus. So I'm just, if I hear something is class, I'm not watching it till next Saturday. That's kind of it's a long journey, so I'm like, let's just save anything that will take a while. So hopefully someone puts an old Iron Man match on this week or something that might tide me over.
Anderson Ospreay is worth a watch if you haven't seen it, though. Genuinely.
Oh, I'm definitely planning on it. Yeah. I'm just, anything I'm watching has been saved.
Yeah. If you're stuck for something for the trip, that's definitely one to put on there.
Yeah. Plenty of Zack Sabre Holder juniors, you know.
Oh, God. Exclusive. Lexi Nair stands by with a world-renowned tag team set to debut on AEW Collision. Beer and Sanya, whatever the fuck he's called.
Steve loves his foreign names.
Beer and other veer.
Sanga.
I'm thinking Bakary Sanya from Sanya at Arsenal. Sanya. Anyway, so that's the machine guns, right? I would assume.
No, it's literally in the tweet.
All right, I didn't open it. I thought it was a.
Zach Gibson, James Drake, literally tagged right there.
Yeah, okay, cool. So if I look at Discord, it doesn't have their names. Oh, it does. Oh, well, there you go. Perfect. I didn't even look past it. Let's see if I make this window bigger. Yeah, that doesn't matter. That's on me. This one's on me. Debut on Collision. Neat. So they're good.
Yeah.
I thought machine guns were going to be.
Yeah, we'll see what.
Who knows?
Soon to be.
Cool. What else was going on in the world?
Drew and Sheamus had some good stuff on Raw this week.
Burger after burger.
That was good.
And the memes that have come since from it.
Yeah, they've continued on Twitter afterwards.
Indeed.
Indeed. Get on their feet. Like, I love the thoughts of just the two boys in their chat to each other, just sending each other meme ideas.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, literally making them for each other. Like, here, send this one next.
The other stuff then is the Bloodline drama. Jacob Fatu is set to debut soon, was the rumor.
Yeah,
so he is. Draft not, is this week.
He's apparently not going to be on the draft shows.
Right.
He was rumored to be coming in for the draft shows. Apparently, the latest rumor killer is that he is not going to be on the draft shows because they don't want to take away from the actual draft itself. Now, that could obviously change, but in very Meltzer-esque style. Gordo Meltzer here. But yeah, that was the note that I read the other day, apparently, is that he is not going to be out because they don't want to take away from the draft, but that basically he is imminent. So
then the draft is Friday and Monday.
Champ's not eligible to be drafted.
Way.
Which is great. Makes so much sense. Why haven't you done this all along?
Just yeah.
Swapping your fucking belts.
Yep.
But the game is that great Becky and Charlotte segment.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. And what else is there?
Lit the draft pool again, which we said they would do, but
you have to do that when you have across two shows, otherwise one is shite.
It's just stupid though. Make a pay-per-view around this time of year or wherever you want, call it draft day, and have the draft throughout the entire show mixed in with some matches. I'd fucking tune in to watch that live. That sounds fun.
Yeah. Simple four or five matches in among just loads of draft picks and all trades and all sorts of shit.
Remember, we used to have matches to determine who gets a draft pick or who gets a pick to thing back in the day.
Yeah, the draft just does nothing for me. I can't find myself getting excited for either of these shows unless they have some cool matches or something.
The only good thing I think about this one compared to the last couple is at least now they have two proper GMs again.
Yeah, that definitely makes all three because they're including NXT in this one.
They're including NXT.
Last year, random wrestlers announcing the draft picks for each show that nobody cared.
Yeah, it was like an award show.
Yeah.
Like, whereas at least
Drew
this year,
McIntyre or whatever is going to SmackDown or the sound. He was there for like the last 3 weeks. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was just people just show up randomly on shows anyway. So
yeah, whereas at least here they're going with having the two boys there.
Remember when they had the Fox execs and the...
That was phenomenal.
Remember the robot, the Fox robot?
The Fox robot was in the room.
Man. Is there a Netflix robot for this year? Should Netflix not be involved in this? You know, like, fuck's sake.
That'd be next year's draft.
No, but this one was back then too. Should I get it in January?
Yeah.
I know,
this
but
is the one that's setting it in.
Yeah, no, but sure, that stage, like, you know, we'll be getting into Mania season and sure everyone will be on every show.
That's so true, yeah. Draft means nothing at that point.
Yeah, basically from Survivor Series through Mania, they're essentially going head-to-head in direct competition. Despite what they say about there only being one night, you know.
For one season a year.
So in terms of interesting ones, pick some NXT call-ups then. Does Melo finally get called up or does he stay to put Trick over again as champion?
No, Melo's on the SmackDown poster. He's going to be drafted on night one.
There you go. Perfect. Ilya, I think, is already announced as well as being in the draft.
Yeah.
Lyra. Is she announced as...
I don't know if she's announced, but I would imagine she's coming up. I would not be surprised for as an outside bet, Sol Ruka.
Yeah, I could see that.
But her needs
a new finisher.
Herself and Tyler Bate are an item, so it keeps going the thing of keeping couples together. Now I know obviously
Tyler Bate's on one hell of a streak down there in Florida.
Oh man,
he's doing God's work.
winning streak, like, you know, just Goldberg Asuka-esque streak of victories for old Tyler Bate.
Yeah. Odyssey Jones is on the picture as well. He was called up last year, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Yeah. Sam Quinn was as well. He was a free agent or whatever.
Now he's a free agent as well.
Von Wagner was on SmackDown at least once or twice, wasn't he?
Gable Steveson was drafted last year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'd love to see Nia take Sol Ruka's finish. Oh, God.
Bounces off her.
Yeah. The other thing I want to talk about was this Gauntlet Royal Rumble situation on Dynamite. I thought that was a good idea.
A really good idea.
Yeah.
The AEW clusterfuck.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it gets to show off the roster. They keep talking about having the best roster ever. We'll have more matches like this to show like the depth of talent that they have and all the different characters. That was a great idea.
Maybe fill in the commentators before it, so at least they can explain it clearly what's happening.
I think they picked this match before the show went on the air. But the main thing there was that Ospreay was in it. Like I was like, I heard his music hit and I was like, what the fuck? What's he doing in this international title picture? But he wins it and he's going against Roddy at Double or Nothing.
Surely he takes that.
Yeah, I mean, he can't lose unless they set up somebody to screw him out of it and that's his next feud. Or does he go to Soft Ground Wrestling in Uganda as the international champion and defend it? Because I think that's what they're going to do, genuinely.
Ospreay versus Lord White.
Yeah, there to defend the honor of Uganda. Englishmen going to Africa as an invading force. You know, there's a long history there of great stories. I'm sure Ospreay is fully up to speed on that. The UK education system is very balanced on that.
Very smart in that sort of regard, so Ospreay.
Yeah.
Very well known for the intellect. Yep.
Yes, yeah. Bruv.
Do the Ugandan wrestlers speak bruv?
Also, to all American Twitter accounts, stop saying bruv. For the love of God. I know it's very exciting and all, but go to Spain on holiday. And then if you want to type bruv again, no. Stop this. Please stop this. Okay.
Fair point. Well made.
Stop. But yeah, Ospreay has gone super, super over. So maybe they do actually just throw that title on them. I can't see it. You can't beat him. And I almost feel like you can't put the title on him. So I don't know what you do here. Assuming an interference of some kind. To screw him over, because I don't think they're doing Swerve and Ospreay this year at Wembley, because you'd have to beat Swerve.
Yeah, but if Swerve holds a title today, that's actually longer than any of Rock's title reigns.
Five months to Wembley? 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, that,
4 months. That's not a bad title run, like.
Yeah, it'd be unusual for AEW. I know Joe was shorter because Joe was, you know, kind of a transitional style champion. Maybe.
You had a great little point there, though, about, you know, someone possibly coming in to screw him. They were kind of teasing a bit of dissension between him and Fletcher and Don Fallis.
Oh, yeah, well, that's...
Yeah. So I'm assuming, like, you could go with the turn there. I don't like the fact that we now have to endure 4 weeks, 5 weeks of Ospreay having to interact with Roddy Strong and possibly have an Ospreay versus Mike Bennett match.
Oh, Christ. And you've got Don Callis doing promos every week, which are hit and miss. You know, it depends on how much you like Don.
4 or 5 times this week.
Yeah. Blech. Depends on your mileage of Don may vary. So you've got Don and Jericho taking up promo time there for the next few weeks. Yeah. So
kill it with fire.
Yeah, Moxley defended the IWGP title then.
We watched the first couple of minutes and it was bad. So we didn't stay too long with that one, to be honest with you.
So what's the story? Was Hobbs actually hurt then? I didn't see anything about this because it just seemed like they called an audible, but maybe that was just him selling. I wasn't paying much attention, to be honest.
Didn't realize it ended with him being hurt. We skipped that bit.
So there was a knee issue and Mox won with the choke. And maybe it was just because they had the Jack Perry segment later on. The quote main event ended 10 minutes before the end of the show. So maybe that was just...
It's planned that way, maybe.
Anyway, I didn't look into if it was real or not. But anyway, I don't want to know. Let me believe. That's all the big stories. Those are all the big stories, I should say.
Do you think they're going to do with Omega coming back next week?
I assume he gets taken out by the Bucks to actually go off and have another write-off of them.
Yeah, and then you set up Okada Omega when he comes back then, if he comes back. Because it is an if, right? There's a chance Kenny Omega is done. We'll see. I hope not, but...
Sure, Brock came back from diverticulitis to do the wrestling.
He did.
But Brock is also not human, and he likes getting beat on, so who knows? Brock
is an alien species. Kenny's an incredible athlete as well, so I'd say he'll be okay, but they haven't okayed him for surgery, was the big thing. That wasn't the case. As in, he hasn't had surgery yet, as far as I'm aware, or... Maybe he's about to have surgery or something.
That's why I'm thinking they write him off for this so he can go and have it.
And then he goes and yeah.
Yeah.
So, and he's been out for a good amount of time as it is.
So do you reckon the only reason he's appearing on the show is because it's in his hometown or?
Yeah, and like getting on the Elite even further, yeah, by kicking the shit out of Kenny.
Yeah.
Because Tony Khan, you know, in storyline won't be there. So they're going to run roughshod all over AEW with Tony Khan out injured or whatever.
Yeah.
They're in charge. Yeah.
I like that aspect of it. You know, to their credit, they've been healing it up pretty good as the smarmy EVPs. So now they need to push it into overdrive. You know, literally go out as a match is starting, stop the match, send those two guys back to the back and bring out two new guys that they want, have it like one of their guys versus a jobber and a stipulation so they can kick the shit out of him.
Yeah, bring on Christopher Daniels and some lad from the Dark Order, their mates. I can just have them have a match. Now that's going to drive the Twitter hardcores insane. Don't, so you have to do it.
Don't even do it before the match. Have it be, what's his name? The fucking Japanese Cutler? Guy who... No, the Japanese Nakazawa. Guy who... No.
He's not a Japanese wrestler, right?
Stop it.
Okada.
Julia.
Suzuki.
No, fuck off.
Mina Shirakawa.
You're upset me now.
Minome Toyota.
Oh, man.
God, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Are we getting closer?
No,
the fucking Japanese... The legend, basically. He went into the Hall of Fame a couple of years ago. No, not Tanahashi.
Clara Fuji.
Oh, where's my fucking brain gone blank? Oh, Gordo.
Jushin Thunder Liger.
No, pre-Liger.
Ah, for fuck's sake, Gordo. You're embarrassing yourself now.
I'm really embarrassing myself. Anoki. Why could I
there you go.
Anoki.
No, did you know why? Because all the only letters in my head was O, and I was like, it doesn't begin with a fucking O. That's all that was in my head. It was for fuck's sake. But the story of him where he came out and basically called off a match mid match on account of it being shite. And called it off of being shite.
Yeah. Nice.
We got there in the end, lads. Cut that out.
Professional. Edit that.
That was the Luke Gallows match, wasn't it?
The Luke Gallows, yeah.
Yeah.
He slapped him in the face or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
For the match being shit. I do think he could do something like that.
Between that the great Kurt Uti. Gallows has had a wrestling career.
Oh, good stuff. But yeah, I think that's all the big stuff, really, that's we're talking about for now, given that we have a hard stop coming up.
Yeah. Actually, just very quick, big shout out to the close of Raw, the aftermath of the Battle Royal. Some really good camera work and the whole Becky celebrating in the crowd and all that shit.
It was good, yeah.
Really, really good. Becky, the man of the people.
And she had her fancy entrance walking through the back as well and commentating her way to the ring and, you know.
Favorite. Oh, completely not wrestling related, but Endeavor related. UFC 304 being held in Manchester, occurring on U.S. times.
Yeah, main card starts like 3 a.m. or something.
Main card is starting at fucking 3 a.m. in Manchester.
Oh, my God.
I don't have a clue, but that crowd is going to be dead.
Where's it on? MEN?
MEN, I think, yeah.
Oh, baby. I'd nearly go to that.
I was only thinking, I was like, what are the tickets like for that now, I wonder?
What date is that on?
July 27th.
Let's find out. Ah, fuck, it's not during the football season. Never mind. I was like, I could have made a weekend of it, but fuck that. Good.
Yeah,
just my luck, it'll be like United would be on the 12:30 kickoff, and then I'd have to wait up till 3 in the morning for the show to start.
Gets moved for TV time or something. At the same time, it means you won't be let down by United. And you can just
That is true. And I'd be asleep by 9 p.m.
And the likes of hotels and everything probably won't be as expensive because it's not match weekend.
Yeah, true.
So you wouldn't have the double bump. You'd only have the bump from the one show being on.
Well, you'd have to do a few bumps to stay up till 3 a.m, obviously. Hey.
Ireland's a great city to be able to pick up that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Gordo, will you do some plugs for me?
We go plugging. We're going to be doing a bit of plugging. Yep. So if you want to get more of us at the AWP, your Alleged Wrestling Podcast, you'll find us on all of your usual podcasting apps. So that's your iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, wherever you're listening now. Come back next week. We'll have another episode. You never know what could be happening, what we could be talking about, what we could be saying to you, Annie, each and every week. You'll also find us over on WrestlingSoup.com, along with the Soup Guys themselves and a load of other shows. So please go spread the love over there and check out the Soup Guys on their Patreon as well. So please go share the love. Also, share some of that love with our friends over at Canvas Theory, canvastheory.com. If you use the promo code AWP, you'll get 10% off your entire order. So please go and check out our friends at canvastheory.com. You'll also find us over on Twitter. It's at the AWPod. If you go over there, you'll find the link to the Discord. You can come join in the live fun and recording each and every week. So please go check us out over on Twitter. You'll also find us on Twitch most weekends. It's twitch.tv/TAWP. Got to get a couple of games on the go, boys. It's been a while.
Indeed.
It has been.
Indeed.
I'm not around Friday, but I will be around Saturday night if gaming is to take place.
I can do Saturday, I think, yeah.
I think I'm around.
Yeah, I'm specifically making no plans for tomorrow. Like, technically I'm around, but I might go out. I don't know what the plan is. My first weekend off in a month, so.
Yeah, I'm up in Dublin. I won't get back to like 2:30 in the morning. Yeah. So.
There is the small matter of the huge
announcement.
So that's why I was trying to
Don't mention the war.
Are the AWP making a huge announcement?
Or yes, are we next week, that we're going to make live on Dynamite. So live on the Alleged Wrestling Podcast, there will be a huge announcement. This is not a bullshit. This is not a piss take, I was trying to say.
Steve, I need to clarify this with you. Is it a huge announcement? Is it an important announcement? Is it a blockbuster announcement? Where on the scale of announcements is this?
I think it's going to shake AEW to its very core. All jokes aside, we might take on the piss. It is a huge / important / big announcement next week. You'll see why we can't announce it until next week. Next week. There is a reason. All will be made clear as to why we had to wait. But there is a genuinely quite a large thing coming next week. So that's your little teaser. I'm learning from Papa Khan here. And we will wait till next week. It is no bullshit fake out. I can promise you that it's an actual thing.
This is an actual announcement.
This isn't announcement. The boy is not crying wolf. We have never done a huge announcement before. This is an actual thing.
We are not the podcast that cried announcement.
Yes. Look, we might as well pop a rating while we're at it too, you know?
So bring a friend. Send them the link to the Discord. Come on.
Yeah. So, yeah, next week, stuff to talk about. A good announcement. Yes, a very good announcement. Not a bad announcement. Yeah. The show isn't ending, basically.
Or is it?
Well,
some might consider that to be a good announcement. I don't know.
Yeah. Our enemies, of course. Of which there are enemies. Many.
Eddie
so
Kingston
cool.
addresses some, his enemies.
We've got some shit to talk about next week. We'll save it all for then. And we've got a week to plan out some crap. Talk about. But until then, boys, say goodnight, Mo.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, Mo.